This was an Olympics that began on a sad note after the death of a young luge athlete from Georgia during a practice run on the same day as the opening ceremonies. International Olympic Committee President Jacques Rogge told reporters Sunday that that must not be forgotten and lessons can be learned from the tragedy.
We have a moral responsibility in making sure that the Games are as safe as possible. You will never be able to eliminate all risks, and athletes who engage in competition are taking these risks also, but they must be sure that we have taken the measures to diminish the risk to the maximum.
Rogge said after the solemn beginning, in which he said he did not sleep for two nights, he marveled at the excitement of the Canadians proudly wearing and displaying their nation's red and white colors in and around Vancouver.
There's this extraordinary embrace of the entire city of the Olympic Games, something that I have never seen on this scale before. I've seen some embrace, of course, and good embrace of the Games in Lillehammer, but Lillehammer is a small city of 20,000. Here we are over 1 million, so that means that it's totally different. And this is really something unique, and it has given a great atmosphere for these Games.
Jacques Rogge said many Canadians have told him that having the Olympics in Vancouver have united the country like they have never seen before. Canadian athletes certainly proved themselves worthy on the field of play, winning 14 gold medals, which is a record at a Winter Games. The crowning achievement came in the final sporting event Sunday. In their national sport of ice hockey, the Canadian men won a thrilling overtime victory for the gold medal 3-2 over their rivals and neighbors to the south, the United States. With that silver medal, Team USA finished with the most medals in Vancouver with 37, including 9 gold. It's also the most medals won by any nation at a Winter Olympics. Scott Blackmon, Chief Executive Officer of the U.S. Olympic Committee, said it was a result of hard work.
It says our athletes were well prepared, that they had a fantastic Games. We really don't view this as a competition between nations as much as it is competition between athletes, and our athletes have done a phenomenal job here. Our success here helps us, commercially. It helps us with the broadcast, and to us, we're just, we're thrilled that they did just as well off the field as they did on the field. They really, I think, represented us very well.
Among the highlights, alpine skier Bodie Miller, a two-time overall World Cup champion, ended the frustration of being shut out in the last Olympics by winning a set of medals, a gold, silver, and bronze. Short track speed skater Apollo Anton Ono became the most decorated U.S. Winter Olympian, winning 3 medals here for a career total of 8. Bill DeMong became the first ever American to win a gold medal in Nordic combined. And Steve Holcomb drove his 4-man bobsled team to the first U.S. Olympic gold medal in the event in 62 years. Germany was second behind the USA in the total medals count with 30, and second behind Canada in gold medals with 10. The Canadians were third in total medals with 26. The big individual medal winner in Vancouver was Norwegian Marit Bjørgen. She won 5 in cross-country skiing with 3 golds, 1 silver, and 1 bronze. Norway was 4th in total medals with 23 and tied the U.S. with the 3rd most gold with 9. In all, 25 nations won at least one medal at the Vancouver Games. 13 won gold medals. Britain, which will host the Summer Olympics in 2012 in London, won only one medal, a gold by Amy Williams in women's skeleton. Russia, the host nation for the next Winter Games in Sochi in 2014, won 15 medals, 3 of them gold. 2 world records were set during the Vancouver Olympics, both in short track speed skating and both by China. Zhao Yang broke the women's 1,000 meters record, beating the previous mark held by compatriot Wang Meng. Zhao, Wang, and their 2 teammates bettered the mark in the 3,000 meter relay that China had set at the 2002 Salt Lake City Olympics. Park Brewer, VOA Sports, in Vancouver.